Questions are currently being raised about the role of Canada's spy agency after British Columbia's Civil Liberties Association released thousands of pages of documents. The group alleges CSIS monitored the activities of Indigenous groups and environmental protesters of the Northern Gateway Pipeline and shared some of the information it collected with oil companies. Joining me now with more is former strategic analyst with CSIS, Phil Gursky. Phil, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
So the role of CSIS on paper is to investigate activities suspected of constituting threats to the security of Canada and report on these to the government of Canada. How do certain groups or individuals get flagged?
Well, look, you know, the way that I guess that Canadians should understand CSIS is it's an early warning system. So if CSIS gets information from a source that people may in fact be thinking about engaging in acts of violence motivated by political or ideological underpinnings, it has the legislative mandate to investigate those particularities. And if it turns out that they are in fact potentially violent, it can turn the information over to the RCMP to do its own investigation. So I don't see where this is necessarily outside the service's mandate. As it turns out, the demonstrations were not violent, and therefore, you know, there's sort of no harm, no foul. But CSIS has the right and the legislative mandate to look into the possibility it could turn violent one day.
Do they have the right to share that information with the oil companies?
I don't think they did, and I don't know where the BCCLA is getting this. CSIS has the authority to share information with the Canadian government, with officials who have the requisite security clearance. In my time in the service, I can't think of a single example where we would have shared that with the oil sector, for example. So I suspect that maybe other people who receive the information from CSIS, in fact, passed it on. And that's a no-no in intelligence. When you share information, you do it under the auspices that it won't be shared further without your permission. So I'm not sure where the BCCLA is getting this notion that CSIS shared information with the oil patch.
Do you believe the average Canadian doesn't really understand, that doesn't have the knowledge of what the role of CSIS in this country is?
You know, I think there's a lot of mythology about what CSIS can and cannot do. And to be perfectly honest, I think I lay part of the blame at the foot of CSIS. And this is something I've been arguing about for years, is that CSIS has to be a lot more open about what its mandate is, what it does. Of course, it can't share, you know, operational information. It can't share information about sources or methods. But I think that when CSIS doesn't say anything, that creates a vacuum. The vacuum gets filled by information that's not necessarily accurate. So I would argue for more of a conversation between Canadians and CSIS and the government in general. And maybe these stories like these wouldn't get out of control.
And in terms of Canadian trust, what does this story do to that when you're thinking about the, you know, Canadians' trust in the organization?
Well, it does damage the trust. You're absolutely correct, because now Canadians have this notion that CSIS is engaged in looking at people engaged in lawful dissent or lawful advocacy, which it categorically is not. I think, you know, CSIS has a mandate. It's been around for 35 years. It's been giving its marching orders from the government, from legislation. And I think that, you know, when stories like this come out, it erodes this notion that Canadians think that CSIS is not acting within the law. This is, again, I go back to my earlier point. This is why we have to have more of a debate and a conversation between Canadians and the government and CSIS about what CSIS can and cannot do, and more importantly, why it does what it does. And until we get there, we're going to have these types of issues coming up, and it's not a good story for either CSIS or for Canadians in general.
Phil Gursky, we appreciate your time this morning and insight. Thank you.
Thank you very much.